JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Youth Information Centers to be rebranded in January. And later, a tip to help you realize that elusive New Year resolution. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
The Real Estate Board is currently accepting applications for the following mandatory courses as part of the Continuing Professional Development Course requirements. AML Update, Terrorism Prevention Act will be held on January 3, 4, 10, and 11, and the Real Estate Dealers and Developers Act, January 22 and 30, 2018. Contact the Real Estate Board at 926-9748-9 for more information.
The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information has reiterated plans to transform 11 Youth Information Centers, YICs, into Innovation Centers. The initiative, which is being undertaken in partnership with the Organization of American States, OAS, through its Dia Lab project, will give more young Jamaicans a place to develop business ideas. State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, says the idea is to combine the YIC and the DIA Lab initiatives to expand their reach.
There are similarities in what we want to do and what the OAS has been doing across the Americas in relation to their innovation labs, which has the same sort of focus on entrepreneurship and does do a couple other things in terms of programming and in terms of equipment. And as such, we started a discussion with the OAS to see how we can align what we have planned, what they have done and have expertise, to see how we can basically merge the ideas to expand our concept.
He says the rollout will begin with a pilot project in 3 centers located in St. Catherine, Clarendon, and St. James. The pilot will get underway this month with the rebranding of the centers.
There will be putting in additional personnel in relation to have that business training that would help the young people have business ideas. So it would call for additional human resource personnel in the space and also additional equipment to help our young people who are interested in business.
For more information about the project, contact the Ministry's Youth Division at 922-1400. Each Vision 2030 National Development Goal contains a set of outcomes to focus efforts on health, education, security, governance, economic development, the environment, and the overall well-being of Jamaicans. These are linked to interactive results indicators, so we know how well we are progressing. View the progress at vision2030.gov.jm and click on the dashboard of indicators.
Parents, how do you think your children feel when they are beaten?
I feel so sad when my mother beats me.
It makes me feel so angry.
I feel embarrassed, and I feel like you just don't care.
It has been proven that coercive parenting is directly linked to the aggression your children are displaying in schools. The National Parenting Support Commission is imploring you, parents, rethink your actions. Stop beating your children.
A message from the National Parenting Support Commission in collaboration with Ministry of Education, Youth and Information for improved safety and security in schools.
Before we go, what's your resolution for the new year? Before investing too much time in accomplishing the goal, ask yourself if it's a resolution created based on what somebody else thinks. After you've answered that question, make sure your 2018 resolution is smart, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.